So, Dubner, you'll love this story. About 2 out of every 3 cases of prostate cancer I found in men over the age of 65 years old. And I don't mean you'll love this because you're a man or you're 65 or you're concerned about prostate cancer, but you love the sort of statistical issues that determine what choices doctors make about whether to deliver treatment or not. A new policy for doctors says screening elderly men for prostate cancer may result in overtreatment and cause more harm than good. The highly regarded U.S. Preventative Services Task Force has a new recommendation for doctors: stop screening men at age 75. It's an abrupt change, of course, for the panel. And here to talk about it is Tara Parker Pope from the New York Times, reaching us from her home in Pennsylvania. Tara, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
You know, it seems to me the scientific issue here is the kind of fascinating core, and that is doctors understand on some level it's sort of normal for men in their 70s to have precancerous symptoms of, prostate enlargement or even tumors, right?
Well, not symptoms, and that's what's so important about this. We're talking about a cancer that in most cases is very silent and takes a very long time to turn into anything that would affect you. And a lot of men in this age group, the vast majority, if you find prostate cancer, you could just as easily left it alone, never known about it, and the man would live his natural life, something else, and have no awareness of prostate cancer. And that's the problem. We're finding too many prostate cancers in these men and hurting them with treatment.
And, the issue there is you may be able to detect the cancer, but you can't tell if it's actually going to have an impact on the life expectancy of any particular individual in their 70s.
Well, this is the whole problem with PSA testing. I mean, it's really largely overdiagnosing men. By some estimates, 30 to 44% of men who get diagnosed with prostate cancer would have been just fine if you'd never found the disease. So we are, maiming men with treatments and creating all kinds of health problems for them by aggressively treating a disease that could have, we could have left well enough alone.
And the alternative, just to make really, really clear the situation for men in their 70s, I mean, treating people for this doesn't necessarily leave them okay, right?
Well, it can create all kinds of additional problems. But I think a point of real confusion here, and I'm already getting some mail from readers, is that nobody is saying that you should ignore prostate cancer in a man 75 or older or give up on somebody at that age. If a man has symptoms, if he has pain, if he has blood in his urine, he may go to the doctor. They may find prostate cancer. And that the cancer that causes symptoms is something that many people will treat or monitor. The issue here is if you've got a perfectly healthy man, do you look for a disease that probably won't have any effect on his life?
Tara, this is Stephen Dubner. A lot of medical researchers I've talked to in the last several years talk about the danger of widespread screening for not just cancers, but for a number of things. And the big danger is the system being overwhelmed by false positives. Reading between the lines, is that part of the story here or no?
Well, screening is complicated. And, when you screen a healthy population, you take on certain risk and you assume that you may find people who would have been just fine and that hopefully you will find more people who benefit from the screening. But this is a huge public health issue. How much of what we are doing is actually adding a burden to the system as opposed to helping people? There's a sort of saying in the screening business that when you screen somebody, there are things that could happen and 4 of them are bad. 4 of them don't serve the greater good. But you're going for that one issue of trying to find somebody that you can help. But false positives are a big problem with screening.
Well, Tara, you've certainly raised an important issue for anyone in this age group to be concerned with. Tara Parker Pope, reporter for the New York Times, talking to us from her home in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Tara.
Thanks.
Adora?
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.